tomorrow morning, you're going to be talking about what? Just walk us through what your discussion will focus on.
Very good. Well, we're looking at the role of women-led enterprises in local development and the importance of businesses and social enterprises and community enterprises that are led by women. And I'll be sharing with some of our local entrepreneurs and business owners here in Lewisburg some work that we did in Australia last year about how local communities can support and encourage more women-led businesses and enterprises in their community. And then from there, we're going to have a bit of a conversation as to what's happening here in the Susquehanna Valley, what's happening in Lewisburg, and kind of where to from here.
Why do women need to be assisted or talked about in this manner? Explain why this is still important.
Well, you know, women are very entrepreneurial, as are men. But what we tend to find is that not as many women as men actually start businesses. And that when you look at leadership of businesses and organizations, it's still very male-dominated. That's not because women aren't good at it, but it's because of traditional gender roles that often women have to fight a little bit harder to be visible in these kind of leadership spaces. So what we've found, certainly in Australia, is that by creating a bit more visibility for women who are entrepreneurial and really putting up in lights the successful women that we have who have started businesses or social enterprises, that actually, in a sense, creates encouragement for other women to put themselves forward and fulfill their entrepreneurial potential.
What is the main obstacle for women today? Is there something we can focus on?
Look, a lot of it is, in a sense, what I would call leftover cultural attitudes that tend to assume that if we're talking about a successful business person, they will often think that that person is male. You know, often, you know, the typical white male in suit. These days, in the days of tech entrepreneurship, you might think of the young male, you know, starting the big tech startup. You often don't think of a woman-led business, and yet we know that when women-led businesses and enterprises are encouraged, they create enormous value, economic value, social value in communities. And this is particularly the case in rural communities where you really do need lots of entrepreneurial thinking and value-adding in order to kind of create the most livable rural communities that we can. Often women have some fantastic ideas, but the obstacle is that perhaps people aren't as willing to listen to them or aren't as willing to see them as the leader that will take their community forward. And I think that's changing, but I think we still have a long way to go. I'll give you an example of that, Mark. Earlier this year, Forbes put out their, you know, big piece of news in terms of women's business leadership. We had finally hit a milestone in the leadership of Fortune 500 companies. 10% are run by women. So, jeez. You know, where's the other 90%?
So what you're saying then is that, of course, if a woman were able to start and pursue entrepreneurship here and that works out for her, everybody benefits from that. Everyone in the whole rural community benefits from that in a wide range of other ways.
Absolutely. And this is what we learned in Australia, was that rural communities are missing out on the power of women's entrepreneurship. And a little bit of effort put in the direction of, you know, making our existing successful women entrepreneurs visible and creating a nurturing environment for, you know, new entrepreneurs to come forward and create and grow enterprises yields enormous benefits for rural communities.
Anything you wish to add to our conversation? Maybe I did not ask.
No, look, Mark, I'd just like to encourage anyone who's interested in the role of women in rural regions and particularly women's entrepreneurship to come along tomorrow to our workshop. We'll also be having some additional locally focused workshops on Wednesday in Mount Carmel and next Monday in Milton. So we have Lewisburg tomorrow, Mount Carmel on Wednesday, and Milton on Monday. And we'd love to see people come along and have a conversation about the role of women in the future of our region.